Pass on to Leslie now, I think, for some of these issues with cyber policies. And, yeah, over to you, Leslie.
Yep. With this list, I sort of want to discuss with you guys some of the things you should look out for in negotiating policies, both because it's important to understand and make sure you're getting the best coverage for your organization, but also because some of these may also impact your incident response plan. And so I just want to tag a few things to look out for. One is who's covered by your policy. You know, typically it's going to cover your company and subsidiaries and this and that. Is it going to cover your vendors if the problem is on your vendor end? If you're a vendor, is it going to cover your client if the problem, I don't want to say was caused by you, but was somewhere on your end? These things are also really important to consider in terms of how it fits in with your incident response plan. For instance, you want to know if your policy is triggered if something happens with one of your clients, because that's going to sort of trigger how you respond to that incident and at what point you need to notice your carrier. So it's important to think about those things and understand who is actually covered in these circumstances when figuring out how it fits into the broader picture. Another is sublimits. We've all talked a lot about today about understanding your risk. And the thing is, the way a lot of these policies are structured, it has, you know, a big limit, $10 million or whatever. But then all the different coverages are going to have separate limits. If you have to notify customers of a breach, there's going to be a set amount that is dedicated towards that. Like, let's say $500,000. They'll pay $500,000 in the cost that you incur to notify people. If you are a large retailer with customers all over the country, you're going to need a much higher sublimit than you are if you are some small shop with few customers where you don't really have the data of anyone outside of your state. There are lots of different things that go into that, but you're going to need a lot less attributed to that. Same deal. Reputational harm is always going to be sublimited. There's only going to be a certain amount that the carrier will pay towards that. If you're a really high profile company and you're dealing with customer data or medical data, you're probably going to want a higher limit than if you're not really consumer facing, for instance. And this is true sort of down the line in terms of you'll see sublimits for, you know, investigations, for remediation, for, as I mentioned, notification, for regulatory fines, all these different things. And so it's really important going in to make sure that those sublimits are not just defaults. They're actually aligned with what your risks are in your company. Your broker should be able to help you out with figuring that out. They have a lot of information that they have pulled together over decades that will help you figure that out, but they're going to need your help in figuring out what kind of data you have and what your real risks are. The other issue is the new or should have known provisions, and these can come into play in a number of ways. When I talk about those provisions, what I'm really talking about is they're not, a lot of them contain provisions that basically say, we're not going to cover something that you knew about when you got this policy or should have known about. The problem, especially in the data privacy world, is you may have had someone with access to your system far longer than you knew. And so this can present some issues. So it's always important to take a look at those provisions and make sure that you're sort of caveating them in the way that benefits you. Breach of contract exclusions can also come into play. Pretty much all policies have breach of contract exclusions that say, you know, if you breach your contract with someone, we're not going to pay for that. That's just a business risk. Here, that can be a little bit more complicated because a lot of times what you'll find is that a breach on your end that exposes, say, a customer's data would also constitute a breach of some contract. For instance, if I am an investment manager I have contracts with my customers to keep all of their information confidential. If a breach happens on my end and some bad actor is able to secure access to that confidential information, it's a breach situation, but it's also a breach of contract situation. Most policies, you can get exceptions for those that make it clear that that would not